Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Wednesday, March 13th. Currently with fair skies, it is 46 degrees. The humidity is 54%. The wind speed is north at 8 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.72. The dew point is 30 degrees. And the current wind chill is 42 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A street in downtown Topeka will be closed for 8 months. Roxanne Stewart has more.
First Street will be closed west of Southwest Topeka Boulevard for work on the Polk-Quincy Viaduct project. There'll be detours for westbound traffic, taking Southwest Topeka Boulevard south to Southwest 4th Street, west to Southwest Clay Street, and then back to First Street. Eastbound, traffic will go south on Southwest Clay Street, then east on Southwest 5th Street, turning north on Southwest Topeka Boulevard back to First Street. You'll still be able to get on I-70 off First Street during the project. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Today is the first day of controlled burns around McConnell Air Force Base in Wichita. They'll consider weather conditions before starting fires, but the planned burns will happen between today and March 24th. The areas are mainly along the south and southeastern sections of the base, and the goal is to burn off excess vegetation. Controlled burns for the next 11 days. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Whether taking on large commercial landscapes or your own backyard, let Steele help with your pursuit of the perfect cut. Introducing Steele zero-turn mowers for homeowners and pros. With a wide range of features and options, like our advanced four-wheel suspension system and 0% financing available, it's time to let the pursuit begin. Real Steele. Find yours at steeleusa.com/zero-turn. Available at select dealers. Financing available on qualifying purchases and subject to credit approval. See dealer for details.
Hey, you got any gum?
Yeah, check my backpack.
What's this?
Oh, that's naloxone. It can reverse an opioid overdose. I decided to always keep it on me after my friend almost died. It saved his life.
Oh, wow. I'm so sorry. That makes me want to have it with me, too.
You totally should. Check the pharmacy. It was actually really easy to get, and it's easy to use.
I definitely will. Thanks.
Naloxone saves lives. Learn more at cdc.gov.
Good morning. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Kansas Republicans are again trying to change the state income tax rate as the Senate Committee on Assessment and Taxation introduced Senate Bill 539 to create a flat tax rate, which Governor Laura Kelly has repeatedly opposed. Earlier this year, Republicans proposed a 5.25% flat tax rate that made its way to Kelly's desk, where she vetoed the bill. Representatives then tried overturning the veto, but could not reach a two-thirds majority. This time around, Republicans tweaked the numbers. SB 539 creates a 5.7% flat tax rate in 2024 and then cuts 0.05% until it reaches 5.45% in 2029. And it also includes eliminating the grocery sales tax starting on July 1st, making the standard deduction for single individual taxpayers $4,000 starting in 2025, which is an increase of $500. The base personal exemption would be $11,000 for an individual and $3,000 for each dependent. Currently, the exemption for a dependent is $2,250. Increasing Social Security income from state income taxes, this change would start at $100,000 and incrementally raise to $125,000. Currently, the Social Security exemption is $75,000 gross income. Raising the statewide property tax school levy exemption to $80,000 from $42,000 and cutting the tax rate on banks to 1.63% by 2026. The Senate Committee on Assessment and Taxation will vote on SB 539 to move it to the full Senate floor today. Governor Kelly approved updated drought declarations for Kansas counties with Executive Order 2401, saying that while drought conditions have improved greatly in recent months, many counties continue to be negatively impacted by the decline in water supply or strains on water resources. She said she strongly encourages all Kansans to continue to conserve water as we head into the summer months. The drought declaration removed all 55 counties previously in emergency status and placed 15 counties into warning status and 62 into watch status. and this action was recommended by Connie Owen, the director of the Kansas Water Office and chair of the governor's drought response team. This executive order will remain in effect for counties identified until rescinded by an executive order ending the declaration or revising the drought stage status of affected counties. Locally, Decatur, Sheridan, Phillips, and Norton counties are in watch status, and Graham, Rooks, and Osborne counties are in warning status. The governor's drought response team will continue to watch the situation closely and work to minimize the negative drought-induced effects on Kansans. For more detailed information about current conditions, you can visit the Climate and Drought webpage on the Kansas Water Office website at kwo.ks.gov. A new Kansas bill would prevent government agencies from buying drones and drone replacement parts from countries of concern, which include China, Russia, Iran, North Korea, Cuba, and Venezuela. HB 2820 comes from House Majority Leader Chris Croft of Overland Park, and Croft is also behind HB 2766, which aims to prevent the aforementioned countries from purchasing Kansas land within 150 miles of any military installation. Bel Air, Kansas Police Chief Daryl Atterbury provided neutral testimony at a hearing on the drone bill on Tuesday, saying he understands the need to protect the U.S. from adversarial countries such as China, but he's also concerned with the cost associated with the bill. He said that as it currently is written, it is an unfunded mandate, and there are a lot of departments in this state that are very small. So trying to acquire a piece of equipment that is useful for the safety and welfare of communities is expensive. Atterbury said DJI, a Chinese tech company, produces about 90% of the drones used by roughly 250 Kansas law enforcement agencies. He said DJI drones are among the cheapest ones on the market, costing between $12,000 and $35,000 each, depending on the type, and they're the highest quality. No opponents testified against the bill, and it remains in the House Commerce Committee until legislators decide whether or not to send it to the House floor for debate. In Nebraska news, at around 5:15 p.m. on Monday, March 11th, the Red Willow County Sheriff's Office received a report of an explosion south of McCook along Highway 83. According to the Sheriff's Office, a 24-year-old man was in the process of converting a propane tank into a smoker. He took precautions by using water inside the tank to displace the vapor. However, not all of the vapors were expelled. The man then tried to cut the tank with a torch, igniting the vapors and causing an explosion. He was initially taken to a hospital in McCook, but later flown to CHI Health Good Samaritan in Kearney. The sheriff's office said his injuries were serious, and the wife of the victim of Monday night's propane tank explosion reported to the sheriff's office that her husband was in the ICU and expected to remain there for at least the next 5 days, as he has been sedated to monitor swelling in his brain. Lincoln police are looking for the man who robbed Good to Go gas station near Havelock Avenue and Cornhusker Highway on Sunday morning. An employee told officers a suspect came into the store with a handgun and demanded money at around 11:15 a.m. Police said no one was injured in the incident. However, the suspect left with an undisclosed amount of cash. Officers are still searching for him, and the suspect was described as a 25 to 30-year-old white male wearing black clothing. Good to Go reopened for business on Sunday afternoon, and anyone with information is asked to contact Lincoln Police or Crime Stoppers at 402-475-3600. On Tuesday, March 12th, an attempt to override a veto from Governor Pillen failed by 3 votes, with Pillen saying that the bill would authorize syringe service programs and would promote drug use and force more communities to clean up needles. Supporters said 45 other states have similar laws and that it would help prevent overdoses and lower the spread of infectious diseases. 30 votes were needed to override a veto, and that was the same amount of senators who originally voted for the bill. Governor Pillen issued a statement upon the Nebraska legislature taking up a vote to override LB 307, introduced by Senator Megan Hunt, saying that he appreciates that state senators took the time to evaluate LB 307 and took due notice of concerns that caused him to veto the bill. He said they need to invest in less harmful ways to combat drug usage and disease transmission that are in line with Nebraska values, and he looks forward to working with Nebraska state senators on those strategies in the next session. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Small Business Administration, or SBA, Administrator Isabel Casillas Guzman has announced the National Small Business Week 2024 award winners, and they include the Kansas's Small Business Person of the Year, other business owners, leading partners, and advocates who embody the grit and determination that power our nation's economy. Administrator Guzman said the 2024 National Small Business Week Award winners exemplify excellence, innovation, and commitment, and the SBA is proud to showcase their incredible achievements and impact on their communities and our economy. The SBA's 2024 Kansas Small Business Person of the Year is Dallas Hazelhorst, the owner of Treetop Security LLC, a cybersecurity firm based in Hays, Kansas, that specializes in securing and protecting customer data. And Hazelhorst also owns Stem Harvest in Hays and Coldstone. The National Small Business Week Award ceremonies will take place April 28th and 29th at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel in Washington, D.C., where Administrator Guzman will recognize the national award winners and individual state winners and also announce the top honor of National Small Business Person of the Year from among the individual state winners. National Small Business Week is the nation's opportunity to lift up the amazing entrepreneurs, small business advocates, local partners, advisors, lenders, and investors who support America's entrepreneurial spirit. And this year's National Small Business Week will take place April 28th through May 4th. Special Olympics Kansas is thrilled to announce the upcoming state basketball and cheerleading competition set to take place on March 22nd and 23rd in Hays, and this event promises to showcase the remarkable skills and spirit of athletes from across the state. The Hays tournament will kick off on March 22nd at Fort Hays State University, bringing together athletes, coaches, and supporters for 2 days of cheerleading and intense basketball action. And the competition will feature athletes playing to win in games, demonstrating ball handling skills, and lots of cheer being spread throughout the venue. In addition to competition, this event will offer health services to athletes through the Healthy Athletes Program. Screenings available at this tournament are Healthy Hearing for hearing screening and Fit Feet for podiatry health. These initiatives underscore the commitment to not only promote athletic excellence, but also prioritizing the overall health and well-being of Special Olympics Kansas athletes. Special Olympics Kansas extends its heartfelt appreciation to their entire team of volunteers, sponsors, and community partners whose support makes these events possible, and said that together, they continue to empower individuals with intellectual disabilities to reach their full potential, both on and off the court. The Norton County Emergency Management wants to remind Norton County residents to sign up for Norton County's Civic Ready Emergency Notification System, which allows residents to receive important emergency notifications regarding tornadoes, severe weather, flooding, critical incidents, amber alerts, boil water advisories, and more. The service is offered free for all Norton County residents, and notifications may be sent by cell phone or landline message, email, or text message. The Civic Ready Emergency Notification System is not automatic. Each person or household is responsible for making sure that they're in the Civic Ready database. And signing up is easy. Just go to ks-nortoncounty.civicready.com and enter your contact information. And after entering your information, you choose the method that you prefer to receive your messages. It only takes 5 minutes to sign up, and once you have signed up, you will then receive important emergency notifications from the Norton County Sheriff's Office. To ensure that information is accurate, all Norton County residents are encouraged to sign into their account and check their status. Services for Pastor Tim O. Meyer, 70 of Norton, will be held at the Redeemer Lutheran Church on Friday, March 15th at 10:30 a.m., and visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. tomorrow, Thursday, March 14th, at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. In lieu of flowers, please consider a donation of blood to your community blood bank or the Red Cross, and condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Memorial services for Lucille Redke, 91 of Norton, will take place Monday, March 18th at 10:30 a.m. at the Plummer Gopper Funeral Home in Norton, with Pastor Darlene Sheffer officiating. Memorials may be made in her memory to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital or the Second Chance Homeless Pet Society in Norton, and sent in care of Plummer Gopper Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergopper.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be mostly cloudy with a high near 67 and a north wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour becoming east in the afternoon. For tonight, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly between 1 a.m. and 2 a.m., and then a chance of rain after 2 a.m. It should be mostly cloudy tonight with a low around 41 and breezy, with a north wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour and gusts as high as 30 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation is 50%. On Thursday, there's a 40% chance of rain. Otherwise, it'll be cloudy with a high near 50 and breezy, with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. And on Thursday night, there's a 20% chance of rain before 2 a.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 33 and breezy Thursday night, with gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your forecast, on Friday it should be partly sunny with a high near 55. On Saturday, sunny with a high near 62. On Sunday, sunny with a high near 54 and breezy. On Monday, sunny with a high near 57. And on Tuesday, sunny with a high near 70. Currently with fair skies, it is 47 degrees. The humidity is 54%. The wind speed is north at 12 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.73. The dew point is 31 degrees, and the current wind chill is 42 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 822.
No matter who we call family, when we choose to get the flu shot, we're protecting them. That's especially true for those who are 65 and older and people with chronic conditions like heart disease, diabetes, or stroke. Getting a flu shot every year decreases your chances of getting the flu. If you do get the flu, the vaccine makes you less likely to be hospitalized or die from it. Protect yourself and the ones you love by getting your flu shot. Learn more at heart.org/flu.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union is excited to announce that we will host our 75th annual meeting at the St. Francis of Assisi Parish Hall in Norton, Kansas on March 18th, 2024, beginning at 5:30 p.m. Supper and prizes will be provided to those in attendance. Reservations can be made by calling the office at 785-877-5191 by March 13th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Kansas State comes into their second round matchup in the Big 12 tournament as a 10 seed playing 7 seed Texas. Tonight at 6 p.m., you can catch the game on ESPN+. Coach Jerome Tang says, although the Cats' resume speaks for itself, they're just focused on one game at a time.
If we look at our resume right now compared to other teams on the bubble, we have as good of a resume. My statement all along has been 9 wins in this conference and you are going to get in, right, for sure. It didn't mean that 8 doesn't get you in, a 7 doesn't get you in like last year. I just knew what I had to put in front of our guys so they understood that you do this and then you're going to get in. And then if it's less than that, it's people's judgments. But I think if you put our resume up against anybody else's blind, teams that are on the bubble, our quad one wins, our no losses in quad threes and fours, you know, our strength of schedule, there's a league we play in. I like our schedule now. I think it's Bob Huggins that said one time, if first is available, why go for second, right? And so we're going up there to try and win a championship, a Big 12 championship, but you can't win it unless you win the first game.
Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
What is dementia? Is it the same as Alzheimer's? What is vascular dementia, Lewy body, FTD, TBI, and CTE? If someone has memory loss, does that mean they have dementia? Millions of Americans ask these questions every day. I did too, and I learned. My wife, Ginny, developed dementia. I didn't know what to do or what was coming next. I'm Kevin Jameson, volunteer and president of the Dementia Society of America. I'm excited to offer you a free guide to understanding dementia. It's filled with facts about dementia, care planning, how doctors can help, and ways to keep your brain as healthy as possible. The Dementia Society of America is a national nonprofit, and we're ready to answer your questions. You want to live life to the fullest. I know that. Ginny did too, and I'm confident that we can help. Get your copy of the guide. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. Thank you.
Are you struggling with healthcare bills? Norton County Hospital is here to help with Epic River Loan Solutions. Applying takes less than 30 minutes and everyone is approved regardless of credit. Break your bill into manageable automatic monthly payments to build your credit. Plus, no penalties for upfront or prepayment. Don't let healthcare costs overwhelm you. Call Kelsey today, 785-874-2220.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge, but with the enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, I'm Kyle Hill. This update brought to you by Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas. Let's start off with your weather forecast.
This morning, we have an upper-level trough of low pressure over the Intermountain West with a disturbance lifting across the central Rockies. A stationary front is draped from southwest Oklahoma into southwestern Missouri. Decent low-level moisture already in place in central Oklahoma, and that's only going to be moving northward as that warm front lifts to the north today. By early this evening, thunderstorms will likely develop ahead of a trough of low pressure. Some of those may produce very large hail and tornadoes, especially in north central and northeast Kansas, late this afternoon and this evening. And again, the severe weather threat will push to the east of us tomorrow, temperatures in the 60s. In northwestern Kansas today, areas of rain late with a high in the low 60s. North central Kansas, scattered thunderstorms with a high near 70 today. Northeastern Kansas, thunderstorms, some severe with a high in the mid 70s. Partly cloudy with upper 60s in southwestern Kansas. North central Kansas, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s today. And in southeastern Kansas, mostly sunny and breezy with a high in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. The grain market showing some weakness as we enter Wednesday morning. The May corn contracts down 1.5 at 440 and a quarter. July down 2 at 451 and 3 quarters. December down 2.5 at 470 and a quarter. May soybeans down 10 and 3 quarters at 1185 and a quarter. July down 10.5 at 1198. November down 10 and 3 quarters at 1176 and a half. Kansas City wheat May down 6 and a quarter at 591. July down 5 at 582 and a half. Chicago wheat May down 2 at 545 and a half. July down 2 and 3 quarters at 558. The dollar index is down 11 cents at 102.85. Narrow trading ranges for the major indices on Wall Street. Dow up 36, S&P up 5, NASDAQ down 2. Crude oil's up $1.18 a barrel at 78.74. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.